The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. Just between us. Hey.
Just between us. Hey. Yeah. Hello, I'm Allison Raskin. I'm a writer, mental health advocate, and I have a broken pinky toe.
I'm Gabe Dunn. I'm a writer, bicon, bisexual icon, wink. And I can't believe Allison is still giving away feet for free.
I'm Melissa DeMonts. I'm a producer, writer, director, and I am currently in Arkansas, and I'm not telling you why.
That's fair.
I have a very funny story about the feet for free thing. So if you're not a super follower of my Instagram, you might have missed that. I posted a very artistic, lovely photo of my broken toe that really showcased the bruising. And my mother took the photo and it was stunning.
She is a professional photographer.
I know. She was like, "You didn't even give me photo credit." I was like, "I'm so sorry." But then my parents have been in town and they were looking at all the comments on my Instagram. And they were like, "Why do they keep saying you're giving your feet away for free?" And I was like, "Well, because I could make a lot of money if I put photos of my feet on OnlyFans." And then they both went, "Oh my God, do that."
Nice.
But then it became very clear that my dad didn't understand what that meant.
which is a good thing, maybe.
Yeah, I think it is a nice thing. And then I tried to gently explain the implications, and he like still wasn't getting it. But I will say it feels nice to have a clear backup plan for myself.
Wait, your dad didn't understand that it would be a sexual thing?
Did you
say the word sexual?
I said it would be sex work, but he still didn't seem to get it.
Also, why, so then in his mind, I'm trying to figure out why in his mind people would like to see feet. Just to see them?
I guess.
I like to live in a world that Ken Raskin has built where people are just like artistically interested in feet.
With no sexual implication behind it.
Love it.
Yeah, if I went into business with my mom, we could do some really artsy fun stuff.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm sort of like, maybe I should just do this so I'm not worried about money all the time.
I mean, listen, I wish I could still be doing sex work. I wish that all the time.
You could. Everyone tells you that you could.
I do a little bit on Snapchat, but it's not what it was.
Anyway, this is Just Between Us, a variety show filled with heartfelt advice,
ridiculous games,
and brutal honesty, except from Melissa, who doesn't share things she doesn't want to share.
Correct.
I love it. When you do share, it is pretty brutal.
That is who I am. And I don't apologize for it.
Work. Oh, my God.
So this week is actually going to be a talking episode because we had a guest all scheduled. And then the guest started to weird me out because I'm not going to say who it was, but they were a psychologist who seemed to be adamantly pressing a type of treatment that I'm not a huge fan of, and well, at least in this stage of its development. And so I was like, I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about other elements that you do in your career. And the guy was like, no, I have to push this program. Mm-hmm. And that gave me the ick. And so we canceled.
And also I was going to say, like, so this is a good behind the scenes because our audience should know like how we select guests and also like what would turn us off and what we like want to protect you guys from.
Yeah.
So like what are some things when someone writes in to be a guest, what do we look for?
I look for, honestly, I pay a lot of attention to the language of how the person's described. Mm-hmm. And if it's And if it seems like they're promising too much, where it's like, and this person's approach will completely revolutionize that, that I'm like, uh-oh, that seems intense and fake.
Yeah, like even I've kind of changed how we, the pitch form that we have as time has gone on. Like I put, give us a bio and then give us specifically why you want to be on this specific show. Because I think it changes people where they're not just reaching out to a bunch of shows and just hoping that something sticks, but that they've looked into the show, at least some, mm-hmm. where they can give some type of insight of why they should be on this show.
I love when the answer people give is they're fun and they'd have fun with Gabe and Alice.
Right. And then I'm like, you didn't try. I think it's very insightful.
It is.
I think we also look for like experts, or we look mm-hmm. for people who like have a specific topic that they want to talk about, which a lot of shows just kind of pick like fun people or pick like, you know, I think we go for people that speak about topics that we are interested in. I find a lot of people on Instagram like that. I'm like, you know, like our dementia care experts that we spoke to, or like, I want to do an episode about acne and I'm like looking for like people who talk about acne, because I follow a lot of acne influencers now. But like, you know, I want to like have as specific as possible these things that people are experts in. And, you know, I'm very interested in like why people choose their expertise and like what drew them. Like, why is this man love whales? Let's get into it. And so we want someone to be able to speak on something without sort of just doing this like, I talk about positivity and mental health. And it's like, okay, but what, like, do you live in the real world at all? Like, what do you mean positivity? Like, are you going to tell our audience that they're just like not smiling enough and that's why they have depression?
Yeah, I feel like we get a lot of entrepreneurs where like there are a lot of publicists pushing entrepreneurs who are like, how to change your mindset so that you can take on the world.
Yeah, I know.
And then like sometimes we'll have one person on that like has a specific thing in that field that may be like an educational thing, but then that publicist will send everybody on their roster that has something to do with that and they're not necessarily an expert. It's like, we don't want to talk about the same thing over and over again, but two, this person just has some mild interest in it. Like they have no scientific backups for what they're saying.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard because I feel like we've mostly done a good job with our guests, but there have been a few interviews where like 5 minutes in, we're like, oh no.
Yeah.
It just slips through the crack. Yeah. Or they change what they want to talk about.
Our red flags are like this. If you just work hard enough, this will change everything. This is the only way. Or, hey, this will help you lose weight. Or you just got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Or like someone who's very gendered, I feel like is also a red flag. But see, people sometimes sneak in weight loss in places we did not expect. Like we try to cut it, but I'm just like, why? Like they're like, and this, and you'll lose weight. And I'm like, stop. Nobody cares.
Yeah, it's tough, but it's also hard because now we're like coming up on 5 years on the podcast. And so trying to find topics we like haven't totally explored yet is a challenge.
I think the more niche we get, the better. Like, I think like people that are super experts on stuff, I think like that will be, you know, let's get the butterfly guy in here. Let's get like the girly who like, I always wanted, you know, who I always wanted to get, like someone mentioned we should get like a dirt and soil expert. And then we never followed up on that. But like, let's get the dirt and soil expert, like whatever. Like, I want to know, like, the person who, like, I don't want just, like, the space guy. I want the person whose, like, whole life is the planet Neptune. Like, you know what I mean? Let's get real specific with it.
Yeah, so if anyone listening has a niche topic that they know an expert in, send us an email at justbetweenuspod@gmail.com. And we will probably reach out to them.
Yeah, or even if you don't know, like, an expert, but you just know that this is a topic that you want to hear something about, let us know and we can find an expert.
This is us like weaponizing our autistic audience. We're like, hey, what weird tiny little aspect of trains are you interested in? Let us know.
Well, so I figure we'll still stick to some of the format, even though this will be a little loosey-goosey because it's a talking episode. So tangents welcome and encourage. But I figure...
Don't tell Gabe that.
It's 3 hours from now.
I did feel bad. Do you want to know something? I had therapy yesterday and I talked for 40 minutes straight. And then I said, what do you think? And I felt bad. I was like, I haven't let her talk at all. But then I was like, this is therapy.
Yeah.
You didn't let them talk at all?
No, I talked for 40 of the minutes. And then I said, what do you think? And then she talked for 20. But I felt bad because I was like, wait. And then I also was like, wow, I really had 40 minutes of material on this.
Not material.
But you know what I mean? I had 40 minutes worth of things to say.
Yeah.
Were they related? Was it like one issue or you were just covering all
your
bases?
Yeah, one issue. Yeah, one issue.
Wow. What was it? Yeah,
it was like breakup related, like with like my other ex, you know. Up next, more stuff.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you all about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or use their voice-to-text feature. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Right before I found out about this project, my mom made an offhand comment about wanting to write a memoir because she had such a wild childhood and there are all these things she's never really talked to us about. But asking someone to sit down and write a memoir is kind of daunting. So then I got her MyLifeInABook.com, and now she's getting prompts to answer on a weekly basis, and it's a lot easier than just undertaking an entire memoir. I'm so excited to see what my mom does with MyLifeInABook.com because she's someone who doesn't always feel comfortable just sharing about herself, but having these prompts and knowing that I really want to hear her answers is going to inspire her to probably share more with me about her life and her upbringing than I've ever been shared with before. So I'm so excited for that. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code JUSTBETWEENUS at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code JUSTBETWEENUS for 10% off today.
Has dealing with stress and trying to get more focused a New Year's resolution you haven't cracked yet or don't really know how to fix? I have a lot of trouble staying focused, and I also get super stressed out, and I think the not being able to stay focused really dovetails with that. So if there was a way for me to keep my focus that didn't also cause my brain to get so scattered with stress, I would love to be able to fix it. I sometimes can't focus on the task at hand because I'm so busy realizing that there are things I need to do on the Just Between Us Instagram account. So I'll be like fully writing something and all of a sudden my brain will go, JBU Instagram, have to post on social media. Truvaga is a handheld product that stimulates the vagus nerve to improve overall health and wellness. Stimulating the vagus nerve with Truvaga helps to balance and strengthen the nervous system, which reduces stress, increases focus, improves mood, and improves sleep. Truvaga is owned by ElectroCore and uses its patented technology for overall health and wellness benefits. Its utilized technology is the most clinically studied and tested vagus nerve therapy available. Customizable sessions are only 2 minutes long. Recommended usage is one session in the morning and one at night. Truvaga comes programmed with 350 sessions, which, if used twice a day, will last approximately 6 months. It's drug-free and easy-to-use therapy to help improve your health. No app or phone is required. We offer free standard shipping, payment plan options, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's only available in the U.S. at this time. Visit Truvaga.com, TRUVAGA.com, and enter promo code JUSTBETWEENUS to enhance your wellness journey, support this podcast, and receive $15 off. That's TRUVAGA.com. Check out promo code JUSTBETWEENUS.
Hi, everyone. Allison here. Anyone who knows me well knows that I love to read. I am always looking for new books, and that is why I'm so excited that this episode is sponsored by Book of the Month. Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and to promote the work of emerging authors. It was so fun for me to get to pick which book I wanted to read this month and have it shipped right to my door. Book of the Month makes it easy to decide which book to read next. Each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles. They pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All the books are good, so you can't go wrong. Every aspect of the Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. They have a highly anticipated release at the beginning of each month. Books are delivered in this really adorable bright blue box, and there's a fun app to help you pick your book and track your reading process. They also offer great values on new release hardcover fiction. It's much cheaper than other options. Shipping is always free, and with a loyalty program, you get rewards and even lower prices the longer you stay as a member. My first book from Book of the Month was The Husbands by Holly Gramazio. I am tearing through this book. It is so fun. It's basically about this woman who one day comes home and there's a husband in her apartment, and she's like, "Where did you come from?" And then she figures out that every time her new husband goes into the attic, a new husband comes out, and she's like shuffling through all these different husbands from the attic trying to figure out which one is the best. It is right up my alley, and I love it so much. So if you want to take part in Book of the Month and have a brand new book shipped right to your door every single month, go to bookofthemonth.com and get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That's $5 off with code PETALS. I cannot recommend this enough.
Just Between Us. Welcome back to Just Between Us. It's time for everyone's favorite game show, Hypotheticals.
Woo!
Jinx.
I appreciate that there was some form of reaction, although it wasn't exactly enthusiastic.
It was enthusiastic for me.
Oh, yeah. Because you're, yeah.
There's a smile with it.
You smile.
I just want to say, in terms of hypotheticals, our audience, when I did my bingo night, by the way, thank you so much, Allison, for contributing signed copies of your book, Overthinking About You. When I did the prizes, I was making these little baskets, and I have a bunch of our old pins, like the merch that is from Hypotheticals that we don't sell anymore. And I gave those out, like they were in the packages, like as little, like, you know, stocking stuffers. And then I was like, we should do like a, because it has my dead name on it, but we should do like a dead name flash sale where we're like limited edition. There's only a little box of them left for purchase. Buy our last merch with Gabe's dead name on it.
I feel like our audience would not want to do that.
Well, the pins don't have my name on it, only the packaging. So, and why not? Let me make money off of this.
I just can say, if it's something that you want to do, it has to be strictly coming from you.
Yeah.
Not someone else.
Welcome to the dead name flash sale.
It is a funny idea.
Isn't it funny?
Yeah, especially if the name's not on the pin itself. It's just on the packaging.
No, on the packaging. Also, it's so funny because... Also, they're great pins. Also, it's so funny because I went to Drew's house in New York and I saw she had our books and like Bad with Money on her bookshelf, but she had taken a Sharpie and changed the name to Gabe. And I was like, you didn't even think I would ever see that. You just did it.
That's so cute. Nice.
I know, it was really cute.
Okay, well, now I have to explain the rules of this game, even though you know. But for a potential new audience member, Hypotheticals is a game show where Gabe and Melissa are going to be my contestants. I'm going to give a series of hypothetical situations. You can ask any clarifying questions that you might have. And then you tell me what you would do in that situation, and I pick my favorite answer. Who do you think is going to win?
Always me.
Have you ever gone into anything not thinking you were going to win?
Nope.
Okay. Whatever.
I told you I have hope for myself.
Yeah.
Not other people.
But what about if it's something that's judged? Like you can't control the judge's biases.
I'm usually good at winning people over.
Wow. That is true.
So our first game is America's favorite game show. Would you stay with this cheater? You find out that your partner of 32 years entered to win an OnlyFans contest.
Yes.
Where the winner spends the night with a famous creator. You only found out they won and went after a friend sends you a video of them with the creator that was posted on OnlyFans. It doesn't show your partner's head, but you recognize their tattoos. Would you stay with this cheater?
Did they have sex?
Yes, they did have sex.
Wow.
Do I know that they are a supporter of OnlyFans? And this is something that we, you know, discuss in our relationship that, you know, OnlyFans is okay.
You know that they subscribe to a couple of OnlyFans, but you had no idea that they entered into this contest and then had real life interaction with a creator.
No, that's not okay.
That's not okay. But my friend that saw the photos, did they see them on the OnlyFans or did the person, the creator, put it like on Instagram or something?
On OnlyFans.
So my friend is also a subscriber.
I was going to say, this creator is so popular.
Yeah. I mean, that question literally had nothing to do with the relationship as a whole. I just wanted to know more about who this creator is and what their, you know, widespread. And so my friend, who is a subscriber to this, also knows my partner's tattoos and also would know that I, were they sending it like, oh my gosh, it's so cool that your partner won this competition, or they were saying like, ooh, look what your partner did.
They sent it like, oh, it's so cool, but they weren't sure if you knew. But so they wanted to make sure you knew, but they did it in that way.
Oh, so they're a narc. So they're a fucking
they're
narc.
A good friend.
They're a good snitch. Friend.
Oh, God. You don't understand friendship.
Wow. Anyway, bye.
Yeah, I don't like that. Okay, here's my reasoning. Mm-hmm. One, did you not think that I would be excited for you in this contest? Like, why are mm-hmm. you hiding this from me? I think there are a lot of things with polyamory and open relationships that you do have to discuss. One of which is, like, sexual health. I'm not saying this about an OnlyFans creator because I was a Snapchat sex worker, Lord knows. I'm saying like any time with cheating, my like concern always is I would like to know what my partner is up to because I think we need to have like a very frank conversation about safety. Like that's like a big thing to me. And so the risk that you run of not informing your partner that you have been with someone else, even though I know some couples are don't ask, don't tell, and people get tested and blah, blah, blah. But like, I always think that when you cheat or when you're doing something like that, you're disregarding your partner's like body and health. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like so like that to me is always like, if it's like, oh, I don't care that it's like recorded. I don't care that it's like only, I don't care about that. But like when you're stepping out on someone and you haven't given them all the information, you're sort of letting them continue to have sex with you under false pretenses.
Mm-hmm. Right. 100% agree. Because they didn't tell me that they entered into the contest. They didn't tell me what they were going to go do. And right. Also, was their encounter with this creator, was it shown on the OnlyFans as well?
No. They just posted that photo, but the intimacy was not shown.
That's fine. I don't care about that. But I care about, like, did you guys use a condom? What did you do? Like, in general, my stance of cheating, my big thing about it is the betrayal is also, like, not caring about your partner's health. To me, is, like, also, like, a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just don't, like, they didn't tell me any of this was happening at all.
Yeah. Right.
Like, why do they not trust me enough to tell me?
Right.
Well, because you're in a monogamous relationship in this scenario.
And that's another problem.
Right.
Yeah, this one was kind of easy. You'd leave.
Yeah.
First, I'd be like, congratulations. Huge for you. We're done.
Yeah. I just like, why am I not in a relationship where we're like doing this together and this is so fun and I'm so happy for you?
Yeah.
Is the OnlyFans creator like interested in them?
No. No.
And then now they
definitely not.
They were just doing it for a contest.
Yeah, okay. It was a contest.
So now they have nothing.
Well, they still subscribe to the OnlyFans.
If you want to
hear the rest of this episode, and let me tell you, you do, head over to patreon.com/justbetweenus. And for $3 a month, you can get access to all of our podcast episodes in full ad-free.
You can also get merch for this podcast at justbetweenuspod.com or allisonraskinexposed.com.
Okay, that's it. Tatalatitu.
Tatalatitu. Just between us.